Hello, this is Ed McMahon from Monitor 67, where we keep you up to date on what's new in the weekend world. In 3 minutes, our theater critic, Leonard Probst, will give us his evaluation of the recently reissued movie, Gone with the Wind. Music first. Here's Marilyn May to sing a new one with a very clever lyric, Step to the Rear. On the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Another Saturday with nothing interesting to do. Today, why not take in a good gas station? Sitco. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Gone with the Wind, one of the top money-making movies of all time, has just been reissued in a widescreen stereo sound version. Here, Monitor's Leonard Probst reports on how the film has withstood the test of time.
Like an antique piece of furniture that's brought out from time to time, polished up, put on display and keeps growing in value, that grand old film of Hollywood, Gone with the Wind, with its romantic view of the South, is once again playing throughout the land. The picture has been reissued for the sixth time in 28 years. It opened last week in Atlanta, this week on Broadway and in Hollywood, and will be seen in most of the big cities across the country by Thanksgiving. This time, there have been some important technical changes. It's bigger and the sound is better. But it is still a monument to Hollywood in its finest hour. Hollywood before it lost out to television and European filmmakers. It is also a monument to a way of life in the old South that collapsed before the Yankee invaders and the invasion of new ideas. How does Gone with the Wind stand up today? It's still a great movie and a most entertaining romantic history, except for its handling of the Negro roles. They are the old stereotype Hollywood Negro. But that stereotype, of the Negro as a simple soul who needed somebody to take care of him, that false portrayal is dead. Dead along with three of the four big stars of the movie. Only Olivia de Havilland survives. Clark Gable as Rhett Butler, Leslie Howard as Ashley Wilkes, and Vivian Leigh as Scarlett O'Hara, the woman with a passion for living, are all gone. How has the picture changed? First, it's been re-photographed frame by frame. The original 35mm has been doubled in size. One result is the picture is now horizontal rather than vertical. In one scene, for instance, Clark Gable's head and shoulders are chopped off. As for the color, it has turned a bit brown and there's some fading. The sound has been improved. It's now stereophonic with the new six-channel soundtrack. But otherwise, it's the same movie. MGM says not a frame has been cut. Running time is still the same as the day it opened, 3 hours, 42 minutes. When it opened in Atlanta, December 15, 1939, it was denounced by the National Catholic Office for Motion Pictures. It was labeled morally objectionable. Now that organization has withdrawn its objections and says the scenes that were considered daring then, today seem almost innocent. In looking at it in its new version, I was most impressed by how superbly Vivian Leigh carried off the role of Scarlett O'Hara. Today, despite its treatment of Negroes, Gone with the Wind is like an antique, one that has kept its luster and style and is a fitting souvenir of a bygone South that was produced by a bygone Hollywood. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York, reporting for Monitor.
Oh, all these flowers are going to drive me crazy. Suddenly, all these men are sending me flowers. Suddenly, I'm popular. How come? I don't even own a miniskirt. So what's new? Except for my toothpaste. The Ultra Bright Toothpaste. Of course, that's it. It really works. Ultra Bright gives you mouth...
New Ultra Bright Toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright Toothpaste, a taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal, and that's Ultra Bright.
Wow! After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
The time is now 15 minutes after the hour here on the Monitor Beacon.
Wally Blue here with Jeremy Slab, renowned non-auto seatbelt user. Jeremy, could you tell us about that?
Yes, you see, Wally, the National Safety Council says you should always buckle up because most accidents occur on short trips at speeds of 40 miles an hour or less.
So?
So I never buckle up, but I also never drive less than 85 miles at less than 70 miles per hour. The statistics are on my side.
Yes, Jeremy, I'd say your days are numbered. This is Wally Ballou getting out while the getting is good.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Ed McMahon back with more of Monitor 67. And to start things off, here's that man, all six syllables of him, Engelbert Humperdinck, to sing The Last Waltz.
I wonder, should I go? Or should I stay? The band had only one more song to play. And then I saw you out the corner of my eye. A little girl alone and so shy.
With you. I could eat a horse.
No, not me. Indigestion bothers me when I eat too well.
Haven't you heard about Digel?
Digel?
You see, when you get indigestion, you may have double trouble. Excess acid and heartburn. Now, plain antacids neutralize excess acid, but they have no direct effect on heartburn, gas. Digel relieves both.
Well, what's in Digel?
Well, first, Digel contains simethicone, an extra ingredient that helps relieve heartburn, gas, that two-fold feeling. Second, Digel's modern antacids neutralize excess acid easily, so you feel better fast. To get double-action relief of indigestion's double trouble, get Digel. Works as no plain antacid can.
When you get a minor kitchen burn, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Cools, soothes, aids healing. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Spray, lotion, or cream.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Dodge. One look, one drive, and you've got Dodge fever.
The most popular Dodge of them all, Coronet, is at your Dodge dealers right now. The all-new 68 Coronet is better looking, better handling than ever. It's young looking, young feeling for people on the go like you. And whatever your special tastes are, you can be sure there's a Coronet to fit them. This year, Coronet offers 14 different models. Hardtops, convertibles, sedans, station wagons, you name it. You can choose from 16 different colors, all with coordinated interiors, plus a wide range of engines, from an economical 6 to powerful V8s. If you want to go first class this year, pick the Coronet 500. Bucket seats and V8 power are standard on the hardtop. And you can make it a real luxury machine by ordering air conditioning, an 8-track stereo tape player, plus many other options. So whatever you want in a new car, the man to see is your Dodge dealer. He has a new 68 Coronet that's just right for you. And what'll make it all the more popular, the price. For all Coronets, looks, and excitement, it doesn't cost that much. Check out Coronet and see how easy it is to catch Dodge fever. It was immediately after the Super Bowl game last January, and Green Bay coach Vince Lombardi was talking about the Kansas City Chiefs to the press. Lombardi said that Kansas City was a good team, but not on a par with the top teams in the National Football League. The other day, I picked up a magazine and read what Kansas City coach Hank Stram had to say about that game, and about the next one, too. And if you know Hank Stram, you know that he wasn't saying anything that he didn't really mean. In the first place, Stram didn't say that his club had a bad day. As a matter of fact, he says they had a good day, but that Green Bay had a better one. He doesn't feel that Kansas City will be ready for an even match with the NFL champs in a few years. He thinks they're ready right now, and that they were ready last January. Asked if he thought the Chiefs would give the Packers a closer battle, Stram said, "Close battle isn't the correct phrase. We know what we know. The Chiefs have been there and profited. We're bigger, stronger, and faster than the Packers. Give us another shot, and we'd beat them." Now, that might sound like sour grapes, or it might sound like a guy who's just stirring up some space for himself and his team. But take my word for it. Hank Stram believes what he's saying. You might not believe it, but he does. And if I owned a football team, that's the kind of talk I'd want to hear from my coach. A baseball team plays every day, so it's just about impossible for a manager to get his team up for a game. But football is a once-a-week proposition, and getting his team up for a game is not only possible for a football coach, it's necessary. Usually when you hear coaches talk about games they should have won, you get to hear about bad breaks, referees' decisions, or injuries that hurt them, but not Hank Stram. He points out that in the first half, the Chiefs led the Packers in total yards gained, in passes completed, and in first downs. However, the scoreboard showed Green Bay leading at the half by a score of 17-7. Stram says the answer can be found in the passing of Green Bay's Bart Starr. The question comes up about Kansas City's pass defense. Should they have played Starr differently? Stram says Starr couldn't do anything wrong. He was so hot, he was throwing so accurately, that no defense in the world could have stopped his completions. He goes on to say that when Starr did get so hot, the Packers scored. As Kansas City fell behind, it was necessary to change their game pattern, which had worked so well in the first half. They had to throw away their plans and start to play catch-up football, and they just couldn't do it. There's an old axiom in sports that says, when you're winning, you play your game, and when you're losing, you play the other guy's game. Hank Stram believes that his feelings are based on cold fact, but you just can't help thinking that there's more than a little emotion involved, too. When asked about Lombardi's quote, Stram says, "I've always liked and respected Vin." Maybe he was pushed into saying words he wouldn't repeat under ordinary circumstances. Yet, considering the discipline and shrewdness he's always shown as a coach, I can't understand his statements at all. And it's obvious that Hank Stram also can't forget him either. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this for the Associates. A lot of people are going to enjoy themselves watching football games this weekend, but some people, well, they're probably too worried about their financial problems to have any fun. These are the people who can help themselves by visiting an Associates Finance Company office. Associates. They're nice people with money to loan you for any good purpose. And they have offices all over the country where you can borrow that money. If you've got money problems, look in the yellow pages for the Associates. Nice people with money to loan you.
Joe Garagiola is heard every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio. Now, Peter Nero at the piano with Casino Royale. This is Monitor 67, keeping you in tune with the weekend world anywhere you are, at home or in your car, any place in the country. In the area of Albuquerque, New Mexico, we're heard on KOB. Hello, Albuquerque. Now let's take attendance of all our NBC stations. Then there'll be more of Monitor. I'm Ed McMahon.
Monitor, your weekend listening companion on the NBC Radio Network.
While you try, it's NBC Monitor on NBC Monitor.
McMahon here with Monitor 67. In a few moments, Frank Blair will pass along some startling predictions about what life will be like in the year 2000. First, let's listen to Jack Jones with a new one called Open for Business as Usual.
Gonna be open for business as usual during the reconstruction of my heart. Management regrets the fact the place has been so torn apart. So please excuse the inconvenience if I sigh along. Gonna be open for business as usual in my heart. So you say my mind is always wandering, and you say my eyes are sometimes longing. There are things I remember before the parting of the ways, but it will all be over one of these days, and I'll be open for business as usual during the reconstruction of my heart. Management regrets the fact the place has been so torn apart. So please excuse the inconvenience if I sigh along. Gonna be open for business as usual in my heart. Were you ever hit when you weren't looking? And hang suspended there between life and death. Said goodbye has really knocked me off my feet, but I'll be all right, just let me catch my breath. Peace may come when all your hopes go under, and the things you planned are not to be. But you can close up shop, or love will never find you home. And I am gonna make it, wait and see. I'm gonna be open for business as usual during the reconstruction of my heart. The management regrets the fact the place has been so torn apart. So please excuse the inconvenience if I sigh along. I'm gonna be open for business as usual in my heart.
Excedrin headache number 71, the washing machine.
Listen, I'll just call Grace's brother.
Don't you dare call Grace's brother. You know I'm good with my fingers. Why don't you let me take a look here?
No, I'll just call somebody.
Now, did you press the actuator button, the little red one?
I never touch anything.
Don't touch the blue one to get a terrible shock. Put the plug in. Oh, there she goes.
It's walking.
Well, there we go. Then go ahead. Go ahead. Pull the plug. Pull it out. There. Oh, it pulled its own plug.
Please.
Oh, my.
Just,
how are we going to get it back?
Let me call Grace's brother.
Look, look, look. Help me turn it around. It's going to walk back to the wall.
Never did.
If you have a logical
before.
Mind, everything works for you.
Never.
You
no, 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 no. You.
There, oh, oh, there she goes. Now.
All those
gee,
things are
there's
torn.
A big hole in
They're
the wall,
torn.
Isn't there?
Fill this glass for me, please.
Why?
I'd like to take some Excedrin.
Oh, you have a headache.
I have an Excedrin headache.
Life is full of Excedrin headaches. That's why you want Excedrin Strength. Tablet for tablet, 50% stronger than aspirin for relief of headache pain. For Excedrin headaches, get Excedrin Relief.
What's Grace's brother's number?
What will the world be like in the year 2000? Well, no one knows for sure, but scientists can make some educated guesses. In 1 minute, Frank Blair will take a look at some of those predictions. Brought to you by Antron Nylon, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer, and by Lee's Carpets.
Want to know how to really test a carpet? Open an office and put it in the lobby. If the carpet stands up there, it'll stand up just about anywhere. That's why the new carpets by Lee's are called the lobby carpets. They're not made just for lobbies, but for corridors, offices, public rooms. For anywhere a carpet really takes punishment, and they can take it. Under the heaviest traffic, the lobby carpets will show less soil, less dirt, less wear than you'd believe possible. The reason? Antron Nylon by DuPont. Antron is the carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer because Antron hides soil. It has been chemically modified by DuPont to minimize soil reflection. So, if you've got a lobby, or if your living room sometimes feels like one, look for the lobby carpets by Lee's. They're available for home use as well, priced from less than $10 a square yard. Now let's be frank. Ever since time began, man has been curious about his future. He has tried to pry into the secrets of the unknown, to predict what lies ahead by whatever means possible. Crystal balls, tea leaves, the stars, the ancient proverbs. Today, that urge is as strong as ever. But as befits modern man, something is being done about it scientifically. The process of reading the future is actually a major business, a calculated approach involving scores of companies, the expenditure of $100 million a year, and the use of computers, advanced mathematics, and the latest scientific findings. A complete issue of the magazine Science Journal is given over this month to the findings of the modern-day soothsayers, and the results are fascinating. First, the predictors concern themselves with hard physical facts like what the world will be like, not who will be president or who will be the leading movie queen. In the year 2000, which is not so far away, it is predicted that all traffic within major cities will be abandoned. In place of individual cars, there will be conveyor belts moving along at from 7 to 10 miles an hour, with access points every 500 yards or so. Travel between cities will be radically different. All expressway driving will be automatic, with drivers reading books, talking, or watching TV, while computers take over. The cars, incidentally, will be electric or gas turbine. Rail travel will be in vacuum tubes, trains hurtling along on a cushion of air at 500 miles an hour through compression tunnels. In the skies, the scientific prognosticators see 650-seat airliners clipping along at 3,000 miles an hour by 1985, and 2,000-seat airliners going 5,000 miles an hour by the late 1990s. Scientific Journal also predicts video phones that enable you to see the person you're talking to, and radio telephones small enough to be carried in your pocket. Medical progress will have eliminated most of the diseases we know today. People will be able to choose the sex of their children. And incomes of $20,000 per year will be common in the advanced industrial countries. On the international scene, the United States is foreseen as the continuing most powerful nation on Earth, with Russia second and, surprisingly, Japan third. But let's be frank about it. There are some grim and sobering overtones in the picture, too. The outlook seems to indicate that even in the year 2000, conventional agriculture will account for the bulk of the world's food production, and it won't be enough. And in that Dr. Strangelove complex which we seem destined to face, modern men will know even better and quicker how to kill each other 3 decades from now. Even a sorceress looking into a crystal ball in medieval times never saw a menacing picture like that. This is Frank Blair for Monitor. Do you work in an office building? Think how many feet pass through the lobby today, or this month, or this year. The lobby has got to be the acid test for carpet. The new carpets from Lee's are called the lobby carpets. They pass the test. They can take it. The lobby carpets are made of Antron nylon by DuPont. Antron hides soil. Antron is durable. Antron keeps its new look longer. That's how the lobby carpets can take it. Priced from less than $10 a square yard. Now, if you don't have a lobby, maybe you ought to get a lobby carpet for your home anyway.
Frank Blair has been brought to you by Antron Nylon, by DuPont, and by Lee's Carpets, right here on the Monitor Beacon. Ed McMahon here, continuing with Monitor 67. Let's take a few minutes right here for a roundup of weather conditions around the country. A pleasant autumn day continues over most of the nation, with temperatures generally in the 50s and 60s in the northern half of the country and in the 70s and 80s in the southern half. Predicted for tomorrow, sunny skies and warm weather from the Pacific coast into most of the plains area and from Louisiana to the lower Great Lakes area, but with rain or showers and cooler weather from Texas into the upper Great Lakes region.
Statistics show that reduced visibility caused by rain or snow on the windshield is responsible for a tragic percentage of traffic deaths. Too many drivers become trapped in stormy weather with wiper blades that have simply been on the car too long. Even the best windshield wiper rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and oily road film. Dead blades can't ever stop streaking your windshield and blurring your vision dangerously. Now, before this happens, change those streaking blades. Get a fresh new pair of Anco anti-windlift blades with the patented airfoil design that harnesses the strong wind and keeps the blade down on the windshield to give you clear vision in any storm. They're refillable, too, so stop in today wherever you see the bright yellow Anco windshield wiper service cabinet. The friendly serviceman can snap a pair of Anco anti-windlift blades on your car in seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Estava à toa na vida, o meu amor me chamou pra ver a banda passar, cantando coisas de amor. A minha gente sofrida despediu de amor pra ver a banda passar, cantando coisas de amor. Pampa, o velho fraco se esqueceu do cansaço e pensou que era moço pra sair no terraço. A moça feia dedutou na janela, pensando que a banda tocava pra ela. A marcha alegre se espalhou na avenida e vestiu a lua cheia que vivia escondida. Surgiu minha cidade toda se enfeitou pra ver a banda passar cantando coisas de amor. Meu desencanto, que era doido, acabou, tudo tomou seu lugar. Depois que a banda passou, and there's a baby parade, and there's a beauty parade, I guess the point has been made. We love to watch a parade.
A group name known rather as the Girls from Bahia with Parade. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components.
One thing that's tougher than playing in the World Series is not playing. And I'll be back with that story after this from the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now, I have a steel trap mind. You tell me a name like VM, the voice of music, once, it's locked in that mind forever. I have a system. They make tape recorders, right? Well, that reminds me there's a model for home office or school. Immediately, that brings to mind one model that's a regular home music center and a cordless model that fits in my briefcase and works off a rechargeable power cell. Works. They're so simple to work, any schoolboy can do it. Which means these tape recorders have got to be the biggest value since the Louisiana Purchase. Get it? To remember that name, I simply whistle a few bars of Scooby-Dooby-Loo from Louisiana U, and somehow I think this is crumbling all about me. I don't understand what's going on.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
During the World Series, the routine before each game was the same. The public address man would introduce the manager, then the starting lineup, and then say, "Here are the coaches and the rest of the players." However, that routine was changed on the last day in Boston. After individual introductions for Red Sox manager Dick Williams and his starting lineup, there was a special introduction of a Red Sox player who was not going to play. Even so, he got a standing ovation. His name is Tony Conigliaro. In mid-August, Tony was one of the key reasons that the Red Sox were in the pennant fight. He was not just a regular outfielder. He was one of the stars of his club and of the American League. In 1965, he led the league in home runs. But in August, he was hit on the side of the face with a pitch and was out for the rest of the year and for the series. It was during the World Series that I asked him about the frustration of not being able to help his team in their battle with the Cardinals.
Joe, it's real tough. I've sat on the bench a few times in my career with injuries, and I don't like it one bit, especially, you know yourself, a ball player dreams of being in the World Series, and here it is, and I'm sitting down, and I don't like it at all, and I'm a little depressed, to be honest with you.
Can you watch the game, or do you have to get up and leave every once in a while?
Well, I squirm around a little bit and pace up and down just like everybody else does.
How close to the ball club do you stay right now? Do you get in on the meetings and all that?
Oh, yeah, I'm here for everything. I sat on the bench the last 10 games of the season, and I became a leading cheerleader on the ball club.
What was it like going down the stretch for you, Tony? Did you try to push yourself? The doctor says you couldn't do it, but sometimes a guy will try.
I certainly did, Joe. I tried to hit without the doctor's permission. They said, stay away from the batting cage, and I foolishly went in and tried to hit. And I made a fool of myself, actually, because I didn't foul off a ball. I was just awful.
What kind of a feeling was it? Was the ball look fuzzy, small, or what?
The ball is half its normal size out of that left eye. And there's a sudden change. You know, as I face the pitcher, the left eye is out front. And the ball looks small, and then it comes in, and then it gets big. And there's a little change in between the left eye and the right eye, and I just think the ball is up close, and it's not up close.
What are the plans? Is it just to rest and wait for spring training?
That's it. Unless my eye comes along real well, I'm not going to do a thing. However, Mr. Yawkey told me that anytime I want, I can fly to Florida and work out.
Well, Tony, it's been a frustrating year, but yet it's been a good year for the Red Sox, a good year for you personally.
Thank you, Joe. I enjoyed this year. It's too bad I get hurt, but I look at it another way. There'll be many more World Series here in Boston. I think that this club is going to reign like the Yankees did.
If the Red Sox are really building a dynasty, they'll do it with the help of the most frustrated man at this year's World Series, Tony Conigliaro. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether to venture out alone or to place upon thy bumper the sign of State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, and thereby marked by cars, one to which a State Farm agent would quickly come with aid, shouldst thou chance to smash it up.
Hey, is that beautiful? Somebody sent that to me last week. It's from Hamlet, a little town about 12 miles west of Plymouth, Indiana.
Joe Garagiola is heard every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio. More Monitor music now. Here's Andy Russell with a plaintive lament for lost love. I'm still not through missing you.
Not through missing you. I'm still not through feeling blue. I thought that time would ease the ache, make it easier to take. But each day
next act, I'm going to tell you all about a beauty product. Well, don't laugh, because I really know what I'm talking about. It's a shampoo, a really good concentrate shampoo. It's made by the Breck people. It's called Breck Concentrate, not surprisingly, and it's what you might call a family shampoo. My wife Alice found it first for us. Well, being concentrated, just a little goes a long, long way and makes plenty of lather. Not a bad idea with a bunch of kids around like ours. And being Breck,
It's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all those things. So it even suits baby fine hair like my daughter Linda's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the kids breaking it. We take it with us on the boat in summer for that very reason. And I like it because one shampoo for all of us means we don't have all those bottles cluttering up the bathroom shelf. So here's that name again, Breck Concentrate Shampoo, the McMahon Family Shampoo, and you'll like it. Roger Williams with More Than a Miracle on Monitor 67. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, inviting you to stay right where you are for NBC News on the Hour, which is coming up shortly.
Be tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Wayne Howell stands in for Sterling Yates on Fortune Phone, weekdays at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on The Conversation Station, WNBC AM New York.